Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Hudson School of Agriculture, one of the first to grow agricultural hemp in the state of Kentucky, will host a field day Thursday at the Murray State University Farm. Hudson School of Agriculture Dean Dr. Tony Brannon says the field day will showcase some of the research taking place.
We formed the Center for Agricultural Hemp last year, and to showcase some of the things that we got going on our farm on Thursday, September the 19th, the registration and meeting starting at 9 o'clock. We'll go from 9 to 12, complete that with a lunch, but be able to have some field tours. It'll be parking at the Cherry Expo Center, and we'll transport everybody to the West Farm where we're going to have that.
Dr. Brannon says people will see quite a bit of trials.
Well, field research, number one, we're able to do chemical research, so we've done some preliminary chemical research. We've done a lot of work with biologicals and growth stimulants and insecticides and other things. And fungicides. We've also got a comparison of fiber and seed hemp growing right next to CBD hemp.
He adds growing the crops side by side will answer some questions.
We're going to be able to determine the impact that has on the CBD level, so you'll be able to see both kinds of production of hemp, and numerous level of trials from chemical work. We've got some initial herbicide work that we're able to do. Some things look promising, some things not going to work. We can tell you that.
We'll have more in a moment.
Service is the foundation of everything we do at Kentucky Farm Bureau. Whether it's sponsoring a Little League baseball team, helping legislative leaders meet the needs of Kentucky farmers, serving as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, or helping policyholders recover from a loss, we are committed to serving Kentuckians and have been for 100 years. Why Farm Bureau? Because together we will make Kentucky a better place to live and work. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Hudson School of Agriculture Dean Dr. Tony Brannon says passage of the 2018 Farm Bill helped quite a bit.
Took the blinders off because we planted the first seed in the nation in May 12, 2014, been growing it every year, but this year is just such a different year. It's really had a lot of growth in our state, a lot of growth in our region, and as a regional university, we're just trying to support that in any way we can. Kentucky's very fortunate that we got a great land grant and good regional universities to support that effort statewide.
Brannon says they're getting a lot of questions from farmers as well.
They're wanting basic information. They're wanting to look to the future. We're going to have a little update on crop insurance, some exciting things for next year for crop insurance.
He adds anyone wishing to attend can still register.
There is an Eventbrite registration form. We'll make some flyers available, and if you'll just either follow the Center for Agriculture Hemp on Facebook or Twitter, or we'll announce it through the university, and they do need to register. There's no cost, but we'd like to have a meal count.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.